ABC Blinds Countdown to Christmas sale is on now. Save 30% off roller blinds, vertical blinds and sheer curtains. You know what else is on now? This Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast.
Ready to connect with the other side?
I want people to know nobody passes alone.
Try to explain the unexplained.
You're lying on your back and you've got this entity on top of you.
Or just get a little bit spooky before Halloween. Get your ghoul on. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber's Ghost Week.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Guys, it's Ghost Week!
Did you have to wear the sheet with the holes in it?
Yes, I did.
It's a bit overkill.
I'm not wearing anything underneath, so I'm not going to change now.
I used a lot of nappy sand to get this sheet looking like this.
Hey, it's going to be such a great week leading into Halloween. We're going to be having these extraordinary chats about people who can connect to the other side. Mm-hmm. We're also wanting to get you listening involved as well, so stay tuned. But right now, to kick things off, and you can get more information on this man by visiting whispersfrombeyond.com.au. We're joined by medium Anthony Grzelka. Good morning to you, Anthony.
Hey, guys. Just to let you know, I'm wearing my sheet right now.
Oh, Anthony, we've heard your name many times. We know that you've done this sort of work for a long time. How did you get into it?
It's a little bit like anything, you know. I mean, I didn't sort of leave school thinking, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to talk to dead people. It's, you know, it doesn't really come across well in a pub when you're talking to a young lady or something like that. But it sort of fell into it, really. And it's one of those things that I think I'm a natural medium. I think I was just born with this ability to sort of connect to those frequencies and those energies. And here I am. I mean, I saw my first ghost when I was like 5 or 6 years of age.
Really?
You know, when you see something at such an early age, it's like breathing. You think everybody does it. You know, my mum was always a bit frightened of it and she wasn't too sure about it, but everybody left me alone to do my own thing and it developed from there, really.
And do you see it as a privilege or is it sometimes a bit of a curse?
It takes a toll when you're dealing with people who are dealing with grief.
Yeah.
You know, every time you know, most of my work is that, you know, connecting people on the other side who have passed over. So I've lost 1,000 mums, I've lost 1,000 dads, yeah. I've lost 1,000 brothers, you know what I mean? So. I think emotionally it does take a bit of a toll and energetically, but look, it's a great thing to be able to do. And I do feel a bit privileged that I can do this work and bring a bit of peace to people for that, you know, one last time, so to speak.
Anthony, I think the thing that, and I've tried to go around in my head about this for so long, trying to figure out that if I had seen a ghost, how would I respond, right? And I think when I think to myself, I might see a ghost and it's late at night and it's dark, my head goes Hollywood. So I see the ghost that's in Ghostbusters, for example. So when you say you see a ghost, what is it that you see? Can you describe the apparition?
Well, I can. Every apparition's a little different. You're talking about two different things. Like if you talk about spirits, like if I'm talking to your granddad on the other side, he's going to come through to me differently than a ghost. If I'm looking at a haunted area and I see a ghost, I very rarely see a ghost's legs. You only normally see, at least me, I only see them really from the torso up. They look a little bit like a, you know, the classical hologram, you know,
where
generally a blue-gray, but not all the time. Sometimes you see them more in a shadow sort of form. But it just depends on how strong they are and what their intention of coming through is. But that's how I see ghosts. And sometimes they're very much in the way that they died, in the sense that, like if they died in the 1800s, for instance, I'll often see them dressed as they were. Because what you've got to remember about a ghost is a ghost hasn't moved on. A ghost is not in the spirit world like your grandfather or grandmother might be. This person's stuck between the two, you know, the physical and the spiritual. You know, that's why you hear of pubs being haunted and, you know, other places being haunted. It's because someone's stuck there.
Well, I know, Anthony, we a few years ago went out to the Midland Town Hall and had some pretty creepy experiences out there that we couldn't quite explain. But are there, you know, you hear of some haunted spaces in Perth. I think, you know, the Frio Prison's got some stories to tell. The Arts Centre. Are there some other ones in Perth that you might have experienced something at.
Well, Kimbo, I don't know if you saw West Coast Eagle season this year, but I think Optus Stadium might be one of them.
I think the Frio Club Rooms might be one.
Oh, God.
Look, there are a couple of really good ones. I mean, the Sunset Men's Home down by the water then. I can't remember the suburb, but I think it's Dalkeith. Okay. Down that way. Most people wouldn't know about that one, but that's a very old place, and it is very, very haunted. Fairbridge Farm down at Pinjarra, mm-hmm. that's another place. That was built many, many years ago by young orphans that came out from the UK, and that has a lot of spirits there. In fact, I did ghost tours out there, and we get a lot of activity out there. Mm. There's a couple of other places in Perth. Have you guys ever heard of the Rose and Crown? In Midland?
Yeah.
Well, if you go down there, there's an old convict cellar down there, and there's a couple of spirits that sort of hover around the hotel, but I've been there two or three times, and it is very, very haunted, you know? I think it'd be a great idea, actually, if you lot could come out with me and go actually and have a look at that.
I would love to, man. I would love to do that.
I'd have to go begrudgingly, because I'm like, I think all this stuff, like, I'm worried about what we're going to find.
At the end of the day, if you get possessed, Kimber, they'll find someone else for your position. So it's not.
Well, we're the most replaceable people there, aren't they? Yeah. It's true.
You don't need to be a medium to know that.
I mean, yeah, we're keen to come out.
Oh, I'd love to come out.
Sure.
I think we should see if we can set it up and then go out there and have a bit of a look. It'd be great. I'll tell you what, it'd be good. And we should... if you could get a couple of your listeners involved.
Yeah, let's do that.
You know, it'd be worth doing.
Legals are telling me that they're happy with the possession clause. If you do get possessed, it makes 94.5.
It's great content. And can you come in and do an exorcism afterwards, or what?
I've got a really good liability policy that protects me from that, so we're all good.
Good on you, brother. Oh, that would be great. Cool. Let's do it.
Anthony, all right, looking forward to it, mate. Good on you. And thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, look, a real pleasure, and enjoy Ghost Week and all the spooky things leading up to Halloween.
It's Pete, Matt and Kimber's Ghost Week.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Now we're crossing the void with somebody quite close to you, Matty.
Well, look, in this life, there are certain people whose opinions you value. Now, I've never had an experience of a ghost-like thing. But someone I know has had experiences even in my own home.
Oh, God, we're not going to cross to Judy, are we? I'm not ready to talk to your mum.
But the next best thing, my still very much alive brother, Carl. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Hey, Carl.
Oh, brother Carl, thanks for joining the show.
You're welcome.
Now, we're going to be asking people for their ghost stories, but you've got a beauty, haven't you, from, Newtown in Sydney, buddy?
I was living in Newtown in a terraced house, quite an old place. It looked haunted. It was like the Addams Family mansion if they were downsizing. And I was fast asleep in my bed alone, and I woke up to the feeling that someone was spooning me with their hand around my waist. And, of course, I just sat bolt upright, and I watched these two translucent figures, a woman and a man quite tall, walk out of my room and pass straight through the closed door.
Woman and a man. Oh. He's in Sydney. It's
and
very
they had
broad-minded
legs.
Ghosts in Sydney.
I can't remember if they had legs or not, but your guest's description of what they looked like, that sort of translucent bluey-green, was definitely how it looked.
Okay.
My heart is just pounding in my chest, and I'm trying to... I switch the light on, and I'm trying to rationalise what's just happened, and I'm going, I'm half asleep, it's just an illusion. And eventually I calmed down and thought it's time to go back to sleep. I turned off the light, rolled onto my side, and as soon as I did that, somebody kissed me on the cheek.
Oh, nice one!
What was it? What did the? Did it feel? How did it feel? When you say a kiss on the cheek, did it feel wet, or was it just pressure, or what? What was it?
It felt exactly like a kiss on the cheek. I guess. I don't know if it was wet or not. I know it was, certainly wasn't passionate.
Warm and soft.
But, it was a definite kiss on the cheek.
Wow.
Okay. Good on you, bro.
It's a nice experience, isn't it?
Not bad.
A more pleasant of the ones you can hear.
Yes, Your Honour.
Hey, Carl, nice to chat to you this morning, mate. Thank you.
See you guys.
See you, buddy.
Do you know, we've got a bunch of stories that people have written on Mick's Facebook page. And you know what? There seems to be a recurring theme.
Mm-hmm.
So Katie's written that her parents had 16th century massive paintings of family members in their house, in the family room, and one of the ladies used to kind of walk the hallways. But she said when her son was about three, she found him talking to the paintings, and she said, "Who are you talking to?" And he just said, "Oh, my friend Deborah."
Oh.
And one of the women in the paintings was called Deborah, but there's no way he would have known that. And there's a series of stories that people are saying where it's like their kids are talking to either past grandparents or things like that, that kids seem to be picking up quite a few things.
Oh, wow. This is great. Well, let's go. We want your ghost stories.
Love them.
Have you seen a ghost? Have you come across a ghost?
Creep us out.
Just creep us out. We've actually got somebody off our Facebook page. We've put a Facebook post up saying, want to hear about your ghost stories. We were inundated.
Mm.
And we've got Tanya in High Wycombe. Good morning.
Good morning.
What happened to you, Tanya?
Well, I woke up in the wee hours of the morning just sort of bumping on the side of the bed and I sort of opened my eyes and I thought, I'm just dreaming, because there was John from across the road standing next to my bed.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, this is a bit weird. And I thought, no, I'm just dreaming. Anyway, he was quite adamant, you know. He's like, Tanya. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, what? And he said to me, you have to buy my wife an apple blossom tree. And I'm like, oh, this is really, really weird. And he said, no, he says, I want you to buy her an apple blossom tree and tell her that it's got to be planted in a pot, and when she moves, to take it with her when it flowers, to remember him.
Mm.
And I thought, oh my God, it was just so real. He was just standing there looking at me, and I sort of got up in the morning and I thought, geez, this is weird. Anyway, I told my daughters and I ended up telling my girlfriend who lives across the road. And she said, he died last night. And I started to freak out because I thought, oh my God, this is real.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, I don't want to upset the spirit. So I started my hunt, but I didn't know what color blossom tree to get him. And I thought, I'll get pink. Pink's pretty. Anyhow, I spent 2 weeks going from nursery to nursery with my daughter. We were trying to find this pink apple blossom tree, and I couldn't find one. Anyway, I was driving through Guildford, and there's this cute little nursery on Guildford Road, and I thought, oh, bugger it, I'll call in there and see what they've got. They had this one apple blossom tree, but it was white.
Yep.
And the edges of the petals were all pink. And I just said, well, John, you know, if this is not the right one, stuff it. You can haunt me for the rest of your life.
I've already put in 2 weeks.
You've already broken the bed, John.
Exactly. I mean, I'd even missed his funeral because my daughter's rescue dog jumped out the car and we had to go and get him from the pound. So we missed the funeral. I thought, I didn't want to upset him anymore. I thought, at least I'll get her this tree. And anyhow, then I thought, Jesus, how am I going to explain this to her? And I rocked up at the house because the lady at the nursery had put all these pretty ribbons on. I told her the story and she says, oh, well, look, I'll just make it look all pretty.
Mm.
And I rocked up at her door. We're lugging this damn tree in. And I said, look, I don't want you to get upset, but I've got a bit of a story to tell you. So I proceeded to tell her, but she thought he'd come to our house before his passing. And I said, no, I said, he came to me. I said, what I can only say is like a dream, but it was really, felt really real.
Yeah.
And I told her the story and she said, well, how did you know that this is the exact apple blossom that I had in my wedding bouquet and that the ribbon colours were the colour of my wedding?
Oh, my God.
And she said to me, and she said she'd purchased, but she was building having a unit place built.
Mm.
And she said, all my plants are in pots out the back and I'm taking them all with me.
Oh, that's why it needed to be in a pot.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So the exact flower in the bouquet, the exact ribbons, the whole, that's what we're talking about.
But honestly, if that's what I'm obsessed with when I die, if that's what it's come down to, you know, like just make sure you get this apple blossom tree. It just seems like such a thing to be obsessed with, isn't it?
Yeah.
Julian Heathridge, good morning. What's your ghost story?
Oh, yes. Hi, good morning. Back in 1984, I took my little girl over to the UK for a holiday to visit the relatives who she'd never met, because I am from the UK, but I arrived back in 1969, just before I was five, and I hadn't been back. But anyway, my uncle suddenly passed away about 2 weeks into the holiday.
Yep.
In the house where we were staying with my auntie. And, yeah, so it was quite a bit depressed time just for a little while. But sure. My little girl didn't quite understand, couldn't understand why she couldn't go to the funeral. So I stayed with her. And she was all upset over something, and I was trying to explain to her what had happened, and I felt this touch on my shoulder, and I heard the words, "Don't worry, she'll be okay." And when I looked up, I saw my uncle behind me in the mirror, and I just absolutely screamed. It scared the living daylights out of me.
Chills. Just thinking about, I get that feeling when I'm looking into a mirror, like thinking about what I might see.
Oh, you see some horrific things. Yeah. Well, it's usually just my face looking really old and podgy.
We had a gorgeous weekend, and I woke up nice and early on Saturday morning, and the sun was already shining sort of come 5, 5:30, and I just had this bright idea to get the family together and go, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go into the hills for a barbecue lunch.
Oh, you should have come to basketball.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was up nice and early enough, and you guys could have come with us.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful, you know, and just one of those things where I got on the phone to Dad. I was like, mate, grab Mum, throw her in the car, throw a few drinks in there as well.
Yep.
Got on the phone to my brother. Grab the kids. We're going to do what we did when we were younger as well. We went up to Serpentine Falls.
Nice.
And, of course, we've had all this rain and all that sort of stuff. So the place is green and the falls were humming and all of that sort of stuff. So we got out there and there's barbecues. You go into the national park, you can have a barbecue, and you also see a lot of the wildlife. So we spent the day dodging magpies because we decided to make camp right underneath a magpie's nest. So, I mean, that wasn't the most fun. But we were hoping to see kangaroos because while you're up there as part of the national park and sanctuary there, there's heaps of kangaroos around, but not one to be seen anywhere.
Really?
Until later on in the afternoon. And God, we saw some kangaroos.
So today I had a bright, beautiful idea on a wonderfully sunny day to get the whole family together and come out to Serpentine Falls. And it's just, I mean, the view is stunning, absolutely stunning. Wow.
So there are a couple of roos just sort of bouncing around, a bigger one and a smaller one with a little Joey in its pouch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were going, kids, come over here. Come and have a look at the kangaroos. And there's my eldest daughter and my youngest daughter. And there's my brother's eldest daughter and his youngest daughter.
And tell everyone in the park, everyone, kangaroos.
Guys, kangaroos.
There's tourists around as well. There's a big tour bus full of these people who, you know, obviously never seen kangaroos.
So
they've all got their cameras out and I've got my camera out. We're all filming. The kids are like, give me the camera. I want to take pictures of all this. And then Dad's kind of gone, hey, kids, you might just want to come back over here. Nonno's going to show you something. I'm like, Dad, what are you doing? The kangaroos,
this is nature.
This is great. And he was the first one to cotton on that this big boomer was chasing this other kangaroo around for a little bit of action.
Oh, I see.
And sure enough, in full view of everyone, including our entire family and the kids, these two kangaroos just started having a session.
Did they?
I've never seen that. Are they vocal?
Very vocal.
Gets like, noisy, and does it?
Yeah. No, there's a lot of that sort of thing going on.
Yeah, well, that's to begin with.
Yeah. Much better than the moan. Yeah, like that's the sort of...
That's the sound that they make.
Well, I told you when I saw the swans climaxing. And they were like, their necks were extended together. It was kind of very beautiful, but they're both going,
awful.
I would love to hear stories when nature interrupted your day.
Yes.
Do they have to be stories of, haw?
Yes.
Yes. Melissa in Mandurah, what happened?
Yeah, well, I grew up in the country and there's been a few things, but I was on Dad's farm one day and I can't remember how old I was, but I noticed some cows giving piggybacks to other cows.
Oh,
and
sweet.
That really sort of loud, woo! Anyway, my
Dad, being Italian, you know, like especially with girls, so, you know, keeping it prim and proper, I said, Dad, what are they doing? And he said, they're having piggyback rides. And I just accepted that. Anyway, left home years later, and I was driving home one day, and I got to Waroona, and I swear to God, I had to pull over on the side of the road because I just, you know, casually was looking around, taking in, loving the country views, and I saw some cows giving piggyback rides, and I lost it. I'm like, oh, my God. It's like light globe.
Tegan in Dawesville, good morning to you. When did nature interrupt your day?
Morning, guys. So I work as a tour guide here in Mandurah. Shout out to Mandurah Cruises.
Mandurah Cruises!
Yeah, so come on board. And obviously we have our beautiful dolphins. And, you know, it's my job to tell you about what the dolphins are up to and doing. Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah, we had a really big group of dolphins and then they just started cuddling with each other.
Oh.
And our whole boat was filming them, and I had to kind of explain what was going on there because it was getting a little bit rough and tumble.
How many dolphins were out there in the water?
So we say in our Mandurah waterways we get about 80 to 85 residential dolphins. And in our whole waterway, so our inlet rivers and Dawesville estuary, we get about 110. So we're very passionate down here about our dolphins. But they do like to show off occasionally when the moment is just right.
That's quite a key party, isn't it?
Yeah. I've got a few extras hanging out in the estuary now. Yeah.
Hey, Tegan, thanks for your call this morning, mate. Donnell in Padbury, when did nature interrupt your day?
Oh, I was, good morning, everybody. I just took the daughter when quite small, but, you know, equestrian area. And, there's ponies. And let me just say, well, we're just going to ponies and horses.
Yes.
And I'll get back to that. But, yeah, they just started sort of like putting on some theatrics pretty much. And I think it was a news piggybacking. That's a pretty good word that I just heard this morning. And, yes. Yeah, there's some fabulous noises, but this the term hung like a horse.
Right.
Pony, horse, they're all hung like a horse.
Yeah.
So, it was kind of like, oh look, aren't they gorgeous? Oh, they must be doing some, you know, those circus piece, you know, like maybe, you know, as you are.
I think we get it. There were two horses and they were doing naughty things.
Acrobatics.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Circus.
Tools
horses.
Down.
Also, a lot of kids in the car this morning, but. Have a new phrase that you might want to explain to the parents. Yeah, that.
Yeah. Explain it to me.
He got his break in stand-up comedy right here in Perth and these days hangs out in our lounge rooms on shows like The Masked Singer and Husey, We Have a Problem.
I am pumped up.
He's also part of the Mix 94.5 family on air each weekday from 6 p.m. Please welcome Dave Hughes.
Excuse me. Good morning, buddy. You know, listen to the show and we get the best of over here on Mix 94.5 from 6 o'clock. But hearing that you're doing Squid Game for your Instagram at the moment.
Yeah, I did not know that you can only follow 7,500 people on Instagram. And so recently I've been trying to follow people and I press follow and then it automatically unfollows them. And I thought, what is going on? Why is Instagram trying to stop me following, you know, bikini models? I thought my wife was in charge, but no, you can only follow 7,500 and I'd reach my limit.
I think so for good reason, dude. Are there really 7,500 people you'd want to see the lives of?
Yeah, but the thing is, what I do is if you follow me, I'll follow you. So that's the thing. And so, but I've started to unfollow famous people who don't get back to me on it. So I send them direct messages. If they don't get back to me, I unfollow them. So
who's colded you recently?
Guy Sebastian's not getting back to me, so he's gone. Yeah, so some of them get back too late, and I have to go, sorry, you've missed out your opportunity. So
This whole you follow me, I follow you is a load of bull, because I follow you, Husey, on Instagram, and I don't see no follow back happening there.
I can't follow everyone. I've only got 7,500, but I will, mate. I'll get you in, because
Pete get to the top? What can he do to make himself the priority?
Yeah.
To Husey.
Yeah, for direct you to
message.
Follow him.
Direct message. Okay, I'm going to direct message you now, because I see message. You've got 7,495, mate, so you've got 5 follows up your sleeve on Instagram right now.
I know you think life's really exciting on the East Coast, but Pete's living a really interesting life, Dave.
There might be some, like, also you've just jumped on his opportunity. Like, Davis stayed up all night trying to get rid of five people to free up some space, and no, you're jumping in a space.
But I want Pete in there, absolutely. Do I unfollow Warnie to get you in? Yes. No, but if we get in now, I don't have to. So, yeah, so Warnie did get back to me, by the way. So Shane Warne, all the way from England, so he's coming home soon.
Okay.
Look, Danny Minogue, she never got back to me, actually.
Oh.
And you worked together quite a lot.
I know, that was poor.
Yeah.
But I tell you who got back to me straight away the other day was Harrison Craig. Do you remember Harrison Craig?
Yes.
Any idea? Does the name ring a bell?
Wasn't he? Did he win a gate? Was he one of the X Factors or the? I can see his face.
I think he won The Voice season one. So, yeah. But you know what? He got back to me to say he's doing a gig in December at some point. So, yeah.
Right.
So, look, I can tell you if you want attention, just reach out to reality winners from years ago because a lot of them are really keen.
I bet they are.
A lot of the bachelorettes, you know, Ali the bachelorette, who's you remember Ali, who's been Ali the bachelorette. Remember
yes,
her?
Yeah.
Bond woman. Yeah.
Ali Ogin.
Very hard to say her last name. Ogin, I think, but she's currently living in a rainforest. So yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
In between yoga classes in the rainforest,
I'll
me and her. Yep.
No, go on.
No, you go.
I was going to say you're not going to get any maths contestants though, because they seem to be very successful when they come out of those shows.
Mm. Well, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're making Martha, and that I just saw last night. She made $15,000 overnight.
I mean, they're great people. So they deserve all of their success. It's just when you have great morals, things work out for you. You know what I mean?
No, mate, we'll let you go, but I'm sending you a DM. Hey, Husey, Pete here.
Press send on it, man. I'll follow before the end of this break.
7496. Thanks.
Please press.
There you
please
go.
Press
right,
send.
Done.
Oh, mate, there I'll tell go. You what.
Seen
boom.
Just now.
Hang
burn.
Up.
Bang.
It's happening.
It's
bang,
happening.
You're in.
I'm in. All right. I'm in, you guys. I'm in. Get around it.
Cool.
Thanks,
Pete,
Husey.
Can you show me how to get an Instagram account?
Sure. Absolutely. Good on you, mate. We'll catch up
good
soon.
On you,
see ya.
Bye, mate.
Guys, my childhood dreams have come true. I don't know about you guys. When I was a kid, I didn't dream for much other than like a TV that you could reach into and take the product from.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've thought about that.
It now exists.
Yeah, you get those now. And I didn't, you know, maybe knowing where Mr. Whippy was at all times. That's all I needed. As a kid, you know, you hear the song. Oh, and the song, I mean, it could mean that it's in your street.
Yes.
It could mean that it's six blocks away.
Yeah.
And you don't know which direction it's travelling.
It carried, didn't it, in that summer air?
Yeah, and you never really knew where it was coming from and you could wait outside in hope and, you know, desperately hope that would arrive, but it never always did. It never would come to our street anyway.
Really?
And now it turns out my parents are tracking them.
What?
My parents are tracking Mr. Whippy and they know where she is at all times.
How?
They're following her on a Facebook group. So my dad said to me on the weekend, your mum was out. She doesn't know I got myself a soft serve. And I was like, excuse me? And I was like, why have you got an ice cream truck in your street? They live in a bit of a cul-de-sac and it's not that easy to access. And he's like, oh, yeah, she comes down here frequently. I'm like, okay. And he goes, yeah, your mother follows her on an app. And I went, hang on a second. Hang on a red hot minute. I can find out where ice cream is on an app. It turns out I said to Mum, I want to know what this thing is.
Like Uber or something?
No, she's actually just following him on Facebook. So this woman in Leeming, where my folks live, she's got mini soft serve van and she just posts on Facebook, hey guys, I'm heading out now and I'm going to be heading towards South Street and Bull Creek and I'm going to... And then all these people are putting in their street requests.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay.
Going, okay. Oh yeah, cool. Could you just come visit me on this street? Could you come? And she's just dropping by.
Yeah.
This is the best thing I've heard of in a really long time because I want ice cream at the ready whenever I can.
Well, it's better than Uber because, like, you got to pay a delivery fee for Uber. If you're just putting in a request for this woman, she's rocking up. What are you guys getting? What's your Mr. Whippy? When Mr. Whippy rocks up, what do you get? I've always got to go
like
to.
I like the flake in the Mr. Whippy.
Yeah.
Or the chalk top. The
yeah,
dip,
yeah.
Yeah, no,
mm.
Yeah.
I get them both, mate.
Mm. I love the hundreds and thousands on the flake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a good choice. Yeah.
You pay?
Well, I get a double flake. and then ask them to dip that in the chocolate.
Really?
Yeah, and then you get the chocolate over the top of the flake, and it's just...
Gee, you'll need an app to track your diabetes where you're going.
Check out another Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast on the Listener app. And check out all the savings on blinds, awnings and shutters at ABC Blinds Countdown to Christmas Sale. On now.